I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, April 8th. Congressman Stephen Lynch is joining the growing list of elected officials calling for the immediate shutdown of the natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth following the third unplanned release of natural gas. Lynch joined Senators Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren in calling on federal regulators to immediately order the facility shut down due to health and safety concerns for residents in the area. Enbridge Energy says the Tuesday blowdown was not dangerous to the public. One person was injured in a one-car crash on the expressway in Quincy this morning that caused some huge traffic backups. Happened on 93 South at the Furnacebrook Parkway exit at 5:30 a.m., causing major delays in both directions and several other minor crashes, including one that damaged the HOV lane. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to a local hospital. There were 15 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with 179 active cases. Quincy's positivity rate is just over 3%, and there have been 150 deaths. Quincy is in the yellow category on the state's risk assessment map. The American Red Cross will be holding a community blood drive in Quincy today at the Quincy Housing Authority on Curtis Avenue, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Make an appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visiting redcrossblood.org. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, April 8th.